defeat the Colts. Now the most comprehensive review of it begins. This is the Real Postgame Show with Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi, and Fred Smirlis. Broadcasting from the best yet broadcast booth in Foxborough. Presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com today. And co-sponsored by Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings, your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and by Boston Volkswagen. This is the Real Postgame Show. Here's Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi, and Fred Smirlis on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm back here in the Real Postgame Show. It's absolutely amazing. There's still this traffic here on Route 1.
What are they doing?
It's unbelievable. It takes people forever to get out of this place. You would tell me that out of Giants games now, they can sneak out of there real quickly, huh? Used to be a nightmare.
The new stadium, it's amazing. In and out, it's ridiculous.
You don't have a special like VIP?
Can you put that?
I do, but yeah. I'm talking about for the riffraff.
Right.
For the masses. The
riffraff can you get out of there pretty quickly?
Yeah.
Now?
Oh, yeah.
Can you get the blueprint down here so I can figure out how to empty this place out?
Yeah, bring another highway in and open up that private road that we use in the back.
Seven people use it.
Yep.
All you fools are stuck in traffic.
I just like hanging out at the Vince Lombardi service station out there, the service area.
You
that
and
they
Ray Hanley.
There. Yeah, I love that. They must
serve food.
All right, it's time for the Wise Play of the Game, brought to you by Wise Snacks, the Ridgy Tailgate Classics, of course, the Buffalo Wings, and the dry rub rib flavors. Freddie loves those Buffalo Wings. Mm. Here is your play of the game.
Brady now over 300 yards for the game, 83rd time in his career, looking for all of it, unloads to the end zone, caught by Gordon, touchdown Patriots.
Terrific play by Gordon.
I'm glad for the kid. You know, he's been through a lot of crap, and he come here and he's in a place he feels comfortable.
A lot of self-inflicted crap, too.
You know, right. It's not like he was a kid that had a lot of anxiety.
It wasn't Cleveland
problems.
Brown's fault.
No, it wasn't his fault.
Right.
It was he was self-medicating himself because he was a guy with a lot of anxiety. Right.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? There's part of that's true and everything, but he also made some bad decisions. You're right. It's good. I love a redemption story, and if this is the first chapter in his redemption, fantastic. I'm happy with
you
that.
You know it as well as anybody.
Yeah, absolutely right.
You dealt with it.
Yep.
And you're an eataholic, and you're helping yourself.
And you're a talkaholic.
That's my line.
Yeah. You're a Brady-holic is what you are.
But it is all on him. Let's face it, he is a talented kid. The kid could do wonders here, especially in this system. And they're giving him, I think, parameters. They're giving him help. But
and his
Steve's
lock
right.
Is
Steve's
next
right.
To Tom's.
Okay,
you probably rent that out.
Okay,
Fred's jealous.
It's like being next to God.
He's jealous.
Next to God.
I bid for the seat.
Not fair.
I don't bid.
It's not fair.
But Cleveland did all of that as well. Now you can look at it.
Look
and say,
at the structure.
Okay,
of Cleveland.
They
won
say
one
they
game
sucked.
Or 2 years.
No, you can say they sucked, but they gave him a lot of support. When you're talking about support for a human being,
they gave him a lot of leeway to do what he wanted, but they didn't give him support.
Well, I
got some moles down there.
I'm sure he had access, like every team has access to professional help in those situations.
Cleveland?
Yes, every team in the NFL.
If you had help,
does.
You'd be out of Cleveland.
Every team in the NFL has the availability of professional help in those situations.
Some have crappy coaches and crappy administrators.
What do they say? You have to take one day at a time, right? He's got to take one day at a time.
Right, today was a good day.
This is an interesting weekend for him because the team won. He did something, got that touchdown, first touchdown in ages for him. He did something. He feels, I'm sure, tonight like he's part of the team, right? And he got. And for Brady, it was number 500, so he's going to forever.
But who got the 500?
Oh, Brady did.
Gordon. But he's connected with Brady.
That's what I was just saying. Yeah. That was the point I was making. Now they're going to get a few days off this weekend.
They may hang out together.
They're going to get a few. I'm not sure.
Giselle
they're
making some of that green stuff for him for dinner?
I'm not sure he's moving in with the Brady's.
You never
know. I don't think that's
Tom
happening.
Likes him a lot.
But you guys tell me. He feels good about himself.
Good.
He gets
he's enjoying
time
it
off
again.
This weekend. Yeah. What do they do? I mean, you can't sit there and say, oh, we're going to plant somebody by your side. You can't
Yes,
do
they can.
It. They can?
Oh, they certainly can.
So what do you think they do?
I wouldn't be surprised if they already have someone there in this situation.
Maybe he asked for it.
You know,
living with him,
possibly
being at his beck if he needs. You know,
possibly
have someone at the end of a phone call.
It's I've heard of those situations before in the NFL where they'll assign somebody to live with them, somebody that can at least you know, slow him down from something that he might be thinking. But I don't know if that's the case here. I have no idea.
Wouldn't you say this is a challenge, though?
It is.
Because once you succeed, because he was down and out.
Right.
Suddenly he gets traded. Cleveland's had it with him. Showed up, apparently, not in good shape on that Saturday morning. Now he's with New England. He's now learning a whole new system. But tonight he had some success, and now he's going to have a few days off.
Here's what you don't want. You don't want him going.
Not too much time for yourself.
No. You don't want him going home to wherever that home is, whether it was back to Cleveland. Oh, you know, hey, I got to go clean up some loose ends there, whatever, or wherever he made his home. I don't know if he made his home in Cleveland or not. You don't want him away from this, away from the structure, away from the organization.
So you tell him you're staying here in New England for the weekend.
I don't know if you can officially tell him.
Because guys are going to be taking off for the weekend. They're going to be leaving town.
Agreed.
So do you treat him like a child?
Mandated by the union.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's strong suggestions that he does something different.
Maybe there's a suggestion you come and work out a couple hours a day and watch some film.
But again, they can't be mandatory. There's mandated union rules.
That's right. You have to have
About the weekend after a Thursday night game. It's just the way it is.
So when you have a bye week, you have to have, 4 days off or something that mandatory?
Something to that effect, yeah.
So you have to give them.
It's not a bye week, though.
They'll probably have.
So this is a different league. You're right. You know what? This might be different. They might have the ability to. And all you got to do is say, well, you need a treatment on your hamstring. How's that? Okay. Well, you got to come in every day at 8:30.
7 hour treatment on your hamstring.
8:30. Yeah. No, you get an 8:30 a.m. treatment, then you get a 5 o'clock treatment or whatever. I don't know, but whatever it is, I just hope that him personally is looking at this and the success that he had today, and the opportunity that's in front of him. You go from, admittedly, Fred, Cleveland is a terrible organization to one of the best organizations in the league with the best structure, despite all the off-season soap opera stuff that we were listening to all year. This is the best structured franchise in the league.
When he had that great year, the spotlight's on him. This guy's just got a lot of pressure.
Over 1,600.
That's right. But here, it's all you have the superstars. You have Tom. You have Gronk. You have Edelman. You have all these other stars. The pressure's not on him.
We're leaving for the weekend.
Yeah, but the pressure's not on him. The pressure's not on him to perform perfectly every week because you've got everyone else around him.
I know guys have talked about this, guys that have dealt with this in the past, and they say that is the toughest period when you've had some success, and then suddenly you start to feel good about yourself. And then that's when you kind of drift away and, you know.
But it helps to stay in the
routine
of what you've had, the routine. And part of that routine is therapy. I mean, I did the same thing myself when I got busted for smoking weed in 1991 or whatever it is. It was, you know, I was going to see Charlie Stuckey. He was a great guy, helped me tremendously. It came to a point where I started welcoming the structure and welcoming the idea instead of bemoaning that I had to be in the locker room at 6:30. I didn't have to, but that's what the Giants did. I started saying, "Good, that's fine by me. I like that." And then staying afterwards to lift structure. Or watch film or whatever. Yeah. I was in the league for 6 years already, 6.5 years already. And the structure was there, certainly with Tom Landry and certainly with Bill Parcells. The structure was there, but I never, I always took it for granted that it would, that, you know, football would always be there. And it wasn't until that moment that I realized that football might not be there because of my own actions.
Yeah.
And the therapy that
Cutting
they got
yourself.
Me and the help and the oversight that I had. To the time that he passed away, Wellington Mara would call me every year and say, "Hey, Steve, how's it doing?" I wasn't playing for his team for 10, 12, 15 years, whatever. I'd get the call every year. "Hey, Steve, how's everything
That's
going? Things going?"
That's pretty cool.
I'd get.
And you needed that.
I'd get support from the ownership, from the trainers, from the doctors, from teammates. That's important. The support of your teammates, because, quite honestly, I was partying with a lot of my teammates, you know, and I was drinking with them. I was doing all that stuff with them. And the support that I got from them, even though they were still out partying and drinking or whatever, I wasn't excluded from the team. Yeah. I was still one of the boys, and I was still a guy that was a part of the team. And it was, so I don't know if they had that in Cleveland. I don't know if that structure was as obvious as it is here or as it was at the Giants. I don't know if that's the case. But in his situation, the structure could be a good thing. Yeah. If he's got to embrace it, though.
From the owners to the players.
Right.
This structure here works. And they when you're with the team, it's a much more bonded team than most teams.
This one's a real challenge,
I think. I was a mid-level player at best. This kid is a bona fide, ridiculously good star.
Who is still young enough where he can, and he hasn't made a lot of money, and he's got a child support case right now where he owes a lot of money. This could be a case where if he gets his act together, he could make a lot of money and
you'd be amazed. Solve a lot of his issues. You would be amazed at how much that money is a motivator, too.
Yeah.
It really, I mean, because I was in the same situation. I had an ex-wife and three kids, and I had my responsibilities, but the money was never a motivation before that. Now, all of a sudden, when I had the thought that it could be taken away from me or I could be giving it away, then all of a sudden it became important.
All right, that was the Wise Play of the Game. It was brought to you by Wise Snacks, Ridgy Tailgate Classics. We have all the interviews lined up, so which interview would you like to hear, Fred, first?
Let me guess.
No, Edelman. Save the best for last.
What? What is wrong with you?
Edelman first.
You don't want to go with Tom Brady?
The best for last.
All right. Do we have Julian Edelman
ready? How about this? Can we play Tom Brady twice?
No, we're not doing that.
Like a sandwich. We'll have top and bottom.
All right.
I just want to see Fred have multiple orgasms.
This was Julian Edelman.
It's time to go back to therapy.
Right after the game. By the way, at the podium wearing a Celtics game jersey.
He's the best.
Jules, I'm going to preface this by saying I know that you would rather be playing than be suspended, but is it possible that the 4 weeks that you had to work out to just get yourself a condition made you a stronger player entering the season right now than you would have been?
I mean, I definitely took advantage of the time coming off an injury. You know, I had a good routine going. Brian from the edge. I had Ninkovich out there. Harvard was very generous of letting me use their facilities. Boston College, Rivers Academy, Foxborough. I mean, it was pretty cool to see all the support from all these people and these organizations and these places. So I definitely took advantage of it, but I still can get better.
I see you wearing a Celtics jersey. There's a report out there that you worked out with the Celtics. Is that true?
I worked out in Brighton with some tall guys, so I'll leave it at that. And tell Gordon, easy on the ping pong talk. He's got a special paddle.
Really?
He's got a special paddle. I didn't bring my paddle to this facility, so we'll leave it at that.
How was it connecting with Tom Brady?
It was great. There's some things that obviously we have to work on, it was good to get out there and catch some rocks and go out and make some plays and be with the fellas. I haven't played football in probably, I think it was like 405 days or something like that, so it was good to be out there in front of the crowd. They were rocking. They were awesome. Seeing all them was amazing. So it was just great to be back.
Jules, how close did you feel to being the player that you've always been? It didn't seem – I think people anticipated maybe a little bit more of a gap between who you were and who you were tonight. You looked pretty good.
I feel like I'm the best me right now. So I'm living my best life.
Julian, when you came out on the field, just the full sprint and then the emotion, what was that moment like for you just right at that moment?
I mean, that's something that gets me fired up and you get to share it with the people that come out and support you, get them riled up. And, I remember when I tore my ACL and, I was sitting back and, during the rehab, you're just sitting there and can't wait to run out that tunnel. So it was great to get to be able to play with the fellows. It was awesome to get a team win. Obviously, we could do a lot more better, but anytime you go and beat a team in the conference, it's always great, especially the Colts. We'll leave it at that.
Julian Edelman, 9 targets. He had 7 receptions. Should have been 8. He dropped one. But I'll tell you what, he looked terrific out there. 57
crisp
yards.
Quick.
And 8.1 yards.
Dropped the biggest one too. That was a, that would have been, that would have gone for a long way.
Yeah.
If he didn't drop that, he probably would have won player of the game.
Pass was a little behind him, maybe. Fred, no.
He was in the wrong spot.
Can I blame Brady for that one?
Raymond, no. Jules, that's on Jules.
Jules, okay. That was Jules. Tom and Jules.
He was an A-minus, yeah. Tom was an A.
We will hear from Tom Brady. That'll be coming up next right here on the Real Post Game Show.
We're back. It's Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi, and Fred Smirlis with the Pats defeating the Colts. Talk about it right here on the Real Post Game Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I bet here with the Real Post Game Show, the Patriots win their third game of the season. They're now 3-2. We were just laughing about this during the break. I love this guy who tweets out, Captain Andrew Luck.
Outstanding.
And he's got him presented as like a Civil War soldier, okay? And Luck looks like a Civil War soldier.
He used to have that beard in the bar.
Yeah, he looks like it. So I'll give you the last three tweets because they're in the last 3 days. And it always starts, he's doing his letters, Dearest Mother, the men have mended their wounds and spirits in short order. They had little choice. We must move out this morning and begin our march to Boston. There, General Stoneface Belichick and his band of patriots await battle. Our unit yearns for another victory. Andrew. Then yesterday, Dearest Mother, we have reached the outskirts of Boston. Our unit tracked the Patriot men by the smell of baked beans and their unique, almost always shouting dialect. Tomorrow night, we battle. For now, I shall take some squirrel oil and then target practice, Andrew. And then after the game tonight, he tweets this one out. We were bested by Captain Brady, the behemoth known simply as Gronk, and the rest of the Patriot men. My sidearm was true. My sight tremendous. Largely, we gave as good as we got in the exchange of fire. But alas, the battle plan fell through. Now onward, Andrew. I love this guy.
He's 322,000
followers.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. And when you look at the picture, you just laugh your ass off because it's just, you see Captain Andrew Luckman.
And it looks like a Civil War soldier. It's amazing.
It's funny.
And the guy has, I mean, just great.
Is he a reporter or anything?
Just
a regular.
I have no idea.
Something was just on last week about him. And I only saw a preview of it, but it's, I don't think it's a reporter. It's whoever the guy is.
He's a better tweeter than Fred, don't you think?
Yes.
Some of my tweets are pretty good.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
I like your morning coffee.
No, AM coffee.
AM coffee. Sunday, make sure you tell those Buffalo people up there in Buffalo, don't worry, this will be another victory.
Too much AM coffee leads to PM coffee.
You want to get excited?
PM coffee.
You want a little porn here?
Go ahead.
You want Tom Brady?
Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Give it to me, baby.
Here's Tom Brady.
I need something to keep me awake.
Did you have any idea that you'd be able to throw for 500 touchdowns?
No.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I think all these, you know, things like that, milestones and so forth, there's so many people that contribute. So I just think of all the people that, you know, have really worked hard. And, you know, a quarterback doesn't throw them to himself. He needs people to catch him and block and defenses make plays and coaches to coach and – these are all, you know, great team awards. So, pretty cool.
Tom, what was it like watching Julian A sprint out of the tunnel and then connecting him for that first pass of the game?
That was great. I mean, we wanted to get him involved, and you know, he made some great plays, and just good to have him out there. You know, I'm sure, you know, we all want it to be perfect every time we go out, but I was really happy to be out there with him. He's a great player, and obviously the more great players you have out there, you know, the better we're going to move the ball and score points. And, you know, I've been playing with Jules for a long time and really happy, you know, to have him out there healthy and having fun.
Tom, 9 for 9 on the first drive. That would seem to indicate you guys had a rhythm. You had a rhythm. How important was that in terms of getting off to a good start and getting Julian involved early?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I think all of us just would love to keep that going all, you know, the whole night. And good first half. We had a couple plays there in the second half that we'd like to have back. But just a good, you know, good win on a short week. And to be 3-2, we're at 1-2. So we got a huge game coming up, you know, week from Sunday.
Karen, you're reading to your right.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Do you feel like
obviously all the pieces are now in place, that you're only kind of scratching the surface. I mean, you had the touchdown pass to Josh. You got, you know, finally get everyone involved. But do you feel like there's definitely even more to come?
That was a great play Josh made, you know, jumping over the top of two defenders. And, you know, it tells you the kind of confidence I have in a really short period of time. So, you know, he's earned it and happy to see him make that play. Cordell made a great play on the one touchdown. James made a great play on the one that he caught. So we're working there. I mean, this week we actually didn't even have any practices. We just had a bunch of walkthroughs. So still a lot of football left. We obviously have a lot of room to make improvements in a lot of areas. And that's where we're going to be focused on. We play a great team in Kansas City coming up. So, you know, hopefully we can learn from the first 5 weeks and move forward and play a lot better football.
Tom, in the second half, you seemed to be getting a little fired up when you had the consecutive drives that were turnovers as a result of self-inflicted errors on the plays to Chris and Rob. What's the mindset when you have those sort of errors that it's really just a guy just ball bouncing off a guy's hands like that?
Well, I mean, part of it's that those things come up and they happen. You know, ultimately, I think everyone's frustrated that we just missed opportunities. And I think that's what we always look at. You know, if you have a guy open down the field, you know, that we connect, you know, we have opportunities in the red area, we score. And, you know, we look at those, and fortunately we came out on ahead, but I know, like, you know, we've had too many turnovers and we got to eliminate those because, you know, we have a 93% chance of winning when we don't turn the ball over, and that's pretty good. So we need to do a better job taking care of it. Last one.
Tom, it's about a third of the way through the season. Now you have a little mini bye here, natural time for reflection. How do you feel the offense is doing overall, especially the turnovers, the lack of downfield passing? Are you concerned about where the offense is right now?
Well, we'd like to just it's really not about those things to me. It's about points. And the turnovers, obviously, they keep it from scoring points. They're going to guard deep. You got to throw it where they're not. So ultimately, we got to score more points. And we had more opportunities out there. We scored 38, which is great. We had more in us this week. Last week we scored, I think, 38. I think we had more in us. And I think that's what we're looking at. So we got a lot of room to grow, and we need to make a lot of improvements in a short period of time. So thank you, guys.
Tom Brady.
That was great.
Did you ask the first question?
Do you want a
it
cigarette?
Sounded like you.
Do you want a cigarette, Fred?
Did you ever think you'd be as great as you are? As
maybe a sandwich? Do you want to cuddle right now? Come here. I'll cuddle you right here.
Let me enjoy the moment, please, gentlemen.
That is the question
He's
you
glowing.
Would have asked.
He's
did you think you'd be as great as you are? Because you are
Tom,
great. You look great.
Tom, remember
Tom,
that,
Tom
remember,
did you ever think you'd be as awesome as you are? Because you're awesome.
It's just awesome.
Hey, remember that day you were awesome? That was awesome.
You were still awesome before 500, but now you're really awesome.
Wow. You know what's amazing? He sits there, he's got his headphones on, he's listening to Brady, and he can see him getting excited.
He does.
What are you doing
his
over
head's
there?
His head's bobbing. He's like, hey.
There's a lot bobbing over there.
A couple of knuckleheads over there. Talking about bobbing.
He didn't sound like he was overly enthused about tonight's performance.
What do you mean? He didn't care. He doesn't care about winning? Tom Brady doesn't care about winning. What's wrong with you?
You're getting tired.
How would you say that?
Over talking. He doesn't care about how he played as long as you win. He'll talk about playing. He always can play better. That's Tom.
Well, let me ask you.
That's
why.
You're making good points. Who are you?
Let me ask you this question.
That's why he's great.
He said 93% chance of winning when you don't turn the ball over.
Right.
Do you think he was telling the truth, or is that one of Diossi's phony
stats? Watch
your mouth.
What?
What are you talking about?
That sounds like one of your phony
86%
stats.
86% of the time, I tell the truth.
Half the time we're talking, right. He's interjecting with some of his stats.
93%
And he writes
the
them
time?
Down, no, so they're legitimate.
I would
Where's
bet
he
that's correct.
That number? Wow.
That's Patriots' personal stats, right. I would imagine.
Not most teams.
No.
You know, most teams are probably like 35%.
Well, most teams don't have many games where they don't turn the ball over.
Most people have Tom.
You know? Oh, here we go again. It all comes back.
What are you going to do when he finally, you know, retires? And
follow him around the country.
Until he gets the restraining order on him.
Get a little shed down.
That's all.
I'll be the lawnmower guy. Maintenance man.
He's going to liquidate all his properties and buy a house next to Tom's.
Tom, your car's ready. I'll be Gruden.
Unbelievable.
I'll give him credit, though. At least he's got a man crush for a guy who's damn good. The best that ever
True.
Played a game. It could be somebody else. I mean,
right.
He could
Yoss
have
is right Auerbach. Sticking up
guy. That's a good point.
He could have a man crush for a guy that really, you know,
let me shine your head.
Was mediocre and you're overvaluing what he is.
Right.
It's hard to overvalue what Tom Brady is.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem as stalkerish because Brady's so good. Yeah.
Look at you guys. Right. Hiding in the bushes out there.
If it was just some ordinary guy, you'd be kind of like a stalker. You'd be worried about
Steve,
it.
Steve, move over. Move over, it. Steve. I want my look, too.
All right, we got one more segment.
Glenn's riding around the riding lawnmower. Hey, Tom, over here.
We're broadcasting the real postgame show right here in the Best Yet Broadcast Shed. We got one more segment to go.
The most complete recap of the New England Patriots is right here as we take a closer look at the Pats' big-time win over the Colts. We return to the real postgame show on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on the Real Post Game Show, Tom Brady gets his 500th career touchdown. It ends up going to Josh Gordon, of all people, and the Patriots roll on 38-24, your final score here tonight. And the Patriots now go to 3-2, and next week, the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe the best team right now in the conference, shows
That's
up.
That's a 1 o'clock here. Game.
That would be
Can they switch
eight,
that?
Be an 8:30 game.
Oh, 8:30.
They didn't switch it. It originally was an 8:30 game. You were probably looking at a different time zone, like the, you know,
like
Beijing
the Twilight
or something
zone.
Like that. You probably had the
I
wrong
love those
time
night
zone.
Games.
Yeah. It's a night game. You'll be here again till 2 o'clock in the morning with the boys.
Woo-hoo.
What's wrong with that?
You guys are fun. Hey, you'll laugh a minute.
But that will be a real test. You know, we talked about what people think right now, and I think people are feeling a little bit better about this team, especially with Edelman here tonight. You got some questions about the defense. Talk about a test for the defense. Woo. Against Kansas City.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
That kid is, like I said, his first few games throwing those touchdown passes like it was nothing. But when he came back late in the game against Denver in that stadium, that showed me a whole lot more than whipping touchdown passes all across the field for the first few games.
Patriots are going to play two of the next three games at night. All these night games, one right after another. Man. So you've got the night game against Kansas City here. Then the following week, you've got an afternoon game in Chicago against Dub Bears. And then Monday night against, that team up in Buffalo. What are they called? The Bullies?
They still put the Bills on Monday Night Football?
Yeah. Is that
it's alumni weekend.
What?
I'm going to be in Buffalo.
So you're not going to be with us for the show?
Oh, no. I'm coming back Monday morning.
Oh, he's just going for alumni.
Wait.
What a fraud. You won't even stay.
Wait, you're not going
to
the game?
It's Thurman Thomas getting his shirt retired.
Oh, terrific.
So I'm going to go up for the event.
But you're not going to stay for the game?
No.
No.
Why not? What's wrong with you?
He's not devoted.
It's called Games Over at 3 in the morning, and it's Monday. And we get a show on Tuesday.
Oh.
You have a show on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Where?
Wait.
EEI, call me up. Joey said.
You're not staying for the game. You're in Buffalo.
Monday night game.
You've been to Buffalo with him.
Yes, I have.
He's king of Buffalo.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
They give me a crown at the game.
Walk down the street, and I swear to God, they call him God.
It is. It's amazing.
It's scary.
Listen, I get it.
He was a good player.
Great player. Great a foundation of that
something's
organization.
Building. Something's building.
But unfortunately, they didn't see the other side of Fred like you and I have seen.
Right.
Apparently.
I guess King of Buffalo is kind of a backhanded compliment.
You're
right?
Flying out of town right now. Stevie's going to the airport.
In 3 hours.
Flying out of town.
He's going out of
town. All right, boys, we'll reconvene next Sunday night against Kansas City. Should be a
I
good
feel
one.
Sorry for the Kansas Chris City
Chris Schein, thank you very much. Matt Morrell, thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt. Great job.
We didn't need Lumpy.
Thanks for the cigars, Fred.
2 o'clock for OMF. Good night, everyone.